he is himself Krishna and Radhika, both. Especially he is Krishna himself. But in these Kali, he has come as a guru, like bhajan guru, shiksha guru, diksha guru, and like all these things. So we must remember, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu like a guru. Then our ananya will be there. Ananya means one-pointed bhakti will be there. And no negligence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when you will do like this, one day, like a dasya bhava to Mahaprabhu, then when your bhakti will be matured, you will see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form of Radha and Krishna Kanchuka. So let anyone, he is doing a separate archan of Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna. Let them do. Don't disturb them. Because they are qualified up to this point. So let them do. Don't disturb them. But those who have some taste and greed to serve in the way of gopis like Rukmanjari and all others, they should not do. What said Nundo and what I told. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. But if anyone doing Radha Krishna also and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar, let them do. Don't disturb them. It is not against bhakti. Let them do. By doing so, dasya rasya bhakti, oh, one day they will see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is himself Radha and Krishna Kanchuka. Any doubt? You can.
We're saying that this worship is something of superior nature. And we also know that Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda himself also worshipped Gaur Gadadhar. So how does this fit in with
Gaur
this idea?
Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is Baladev Prabhu. So they are going to forest for cow herding and all these things. Like playing always both. Like Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. But Gadadhar Pandit is himself a Radhika. And they can remind each other that how beautiful pastimes of gopis to Krishna was going on. They will not tell like what they are doing Gaur or Nityananda. Like a friend rush, they can talk or play like this. But Gaur Gadadhar, Gadadhar Pandit Radhika, his mood has been, she has given her mood to Krishna. But his whole mood is with her, only mood, some mood is to Krishna. So she is looking after Krishna, whether he is playing the role of myself, is okay or not. And sometimes Gadadhar Pandit rebukes. Oh, you have not played that role. Always looking like that. So Gaur Gadadhar is like Madhur Ras. And Gaur Nityananda Prabhu like Dasya or Sanda Ras. And where Gaur Nityananda Prabhu will be, oh, Gaur Gadadhar will not be there. Like where Nityananda Prabhu Baldev will be there, Radha Krishna Kanjugal cannot be there. So there are so many things. Huh?
Why
No, never. No worship like this. Go Srila. New. I have heard new what? If anyone is serving Gaur Nityananda Prabhu or Gaur Gadadhar Prabhu, no harm. They should go on doing. They should have no doubt. Only for these advanced devotees who have come in the stage of Raganuga, that is, they have greed, actually greed. Then they should do like this what I have told. In Raganuga Marg, there is no archan. No? In Vaidhi Bhakti, there is archan. If anyone note down these things, very attentive things, if anyone serving Radha and Krishna, doing archan and all these things, but in Vaidhi Marga, they will not go to Vaikuntha. Where they will go? If they are liberated and if they are becoming Siddha, perfect, then they will go in Goloka, where opulence and Swakiya Bhav is there. Opulence. There is no sarakya, parakya, anything there. Only like Vaikuntha Adhipati, so much opulence and only sakya bhav like that, then they will serve like, oh Prabhu, like this, Radha and Krishna, like Lakshmi and Narayan. But not in Vaikuntha, but in Golok. What is Golok? The boundary line of Brajamandal, Gokul or Braja or Vrindavan. Boundary line, you know, what is called? Parkota like. So there, and if anyone is doing archan of Radha Krishna, by what way? With Raganuga Marga, then they will go to Vrindavan. In the heart of Golok, and they will serve Radha Krishna conjugal in Unnat Ujjala Rasa. And those who are worshipping Krishna and Radha, not in the mood of this Unnat Ujjal, not in the guidance of any gopi, they can be in Mathura. What they will do? Oh, like Satyabhama, Mathura Advarka, they will serve. In the Golok, but where? Not Golok. They will go where? Inside, in Dwarka, and they will serve. Because Radha is somewhat coming from Radhika, Satyabhama. So they will serve Satyabhama and Krishna. No? So these are so many things. For a Raganuga sadhak, they should know all these things. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has kindly told all these things. One says, you should also know that in Vrindavan, in Golok, there are three places. Vrindavan, Gokul, and Braj, same thing. No? And then Dwarka and Mathur, Purukshetra and other places. There are three kinds of Radhika, same Radhika, but her mood has been somewhat changed. Srimati Radhika is of the three kinds. Vishubhanu Nandini, no? And Radhika Sanjogini and Radhika Vyogini. No? Who is Vishvanandini? Always together with Krishna. Always. No separation. Some separation would be there. When Srimati Radhika is doing man, or when Krishna goes to cowherd, or when she feels prem vaichitra, only there. But all when Krishna and both are, Radhika are both together. So she never feels separation. And this is of Nitya Lila, from morning to again morning. From Nishant Leela to off. These are Nitya Leela. No? Understand? No Namittik Leela. There are three lokas. That is Prakat manifestation of Dham. And Aprakat Leela Sthal, the place of Aprakat where all Leelas are there. Nitya Leela, always. No? And another is Drishyaman Dham, what we see now, no pastime. No Krishna and Radha there. This is what? Present. What we are seeing. Who are seeing? We. Covered with Maya, we are seeing that no past time. We can hear there, past times, I mean, we can see that, oh, this is the same Govardhan which Krishna lifted. This is same Yamuna. So this is called Drishyaman or present Dham. And what is Prakat Dham? Prakat Dham, where Krishna descended with his all association, and Praj Dham from Golok Vrindavan, it descended here. Both are same. Both are same. No difference at all. But there is some difference that at the time of Prakat, at the time when Krishna was playing and descending there, Yog Maya has connected this earth to transcendental earth, past and place. So at that time, the beauty of that place, Vrindavan Dham, was so glorious. And Radha, all that can see, oh, Nitya Siddha, Siddha, and those who are Sadhan Siddha, all can go there. But Sadhan Siddha, Sadhak, those who are practitioners, like Bhav Avastha, they cannot go there. So many differences. Same transcendental dham, but here our eyes are covered with material maya. Our yoga maya has covered it, our eyes. Then he will fight with Kansa and Charun Mostik. No really Charun Mostik are there. Only ego is there by yoga maya. And in Prakat, this conception have taken solid shape. And they have become Charun, Musti, Kamsa, Jarasandha, and all others. Only a realized person whose bhajan has come up to bhav, they can understand this. I am giving a only a line,
outline.
Only for those who want to advance. They have no worldly desires. Always thinking like this. So for their help, I am telling all these things. This is association. This is called association. A man who is always engaged in making money, pratistha, sriyatthan, and all worldly desires, always he is busy in maintaining his life, oh, they cannot understand all this. But I am telling, I know that very rare devotees are of this class, but yet I am telling that you should hear, and in future you should be so fortunate to go up to that place. So there is no difference between prakat and aprakat. But our eyes covered with yoga maya or mahamaya, they will see that, oh, this is aprakat and he is. They have no conception of aprakat lila, only prakat lila. But all the lilas in prakat lila are in aprakat lila. So parkiya lila is also there. The root is there. It is some perfected reflection here in this world. So I was telling that Radha is three kinds. Vishvanandani, Srimati Radhika, never separation. And we can think in Nitya Lila Asht Prahar, how she is meeting with and serving Krishna in Nishanta Lila, in past time. After that, Aparanna, Purvanna, how he, Krishna is going to grazing cows. And Srimati Radhika and all gopis are looking Krishna from different angles. And when Krishna goes to cowherds, then how gopis go to Radha Kundal and Kusum Sarovar and they cry to him. How pastimes of Surya Kund and all others. How they took, they take Bansi from Krishna. And Krishna is always here and there. Oh, where is my Bansi? Where is my Bansi? that you have, you have, you have. I will search whether you have taken or not. So like this. And sometimes the gambling and Srimati Radhika is defeating Krishna and all gopis are glad. And after that, coming from where? Cow grazing. And all the gopis are in jawat and they are looking Krishna. They are taking arati from their eyes and crash. And after that, sang Leela, Krishna goes to milk cows after taking something, breakfast in evening, and then he goes, and gopis are taking, looking them. How beautiful scenery. And after that, Srimati Radhika is cooking something in his jawar and sends it to Nandagaon. And Krishna with his all friends and father and all uncles and friends is taking prasadam. And this remnant is sent to, and in the midnight again they are meeting. So the never any separation. Only separation where? When Krishna goes to cowherd, or Srimati Radhika is doing mass, or anything. So see, this is Vishwanatha. And Sanjogini, Biyogini, when Krishna goes to Mathura, one Radhika is always with Krishna, and she is Vishvanandini. But another Srimati Radhika, same Radhika, some manifestation like this. Who is feeling separation? Where is Krishna? Krishna has gone to Mathura and after that he has gone to Dwarka. And always weeping at separation. This is Biyogini Radhika. Like Uddhav Kyai. This is Biyogini. It is in Prakat Leela. Not there. There is only Abhiman. What? Idea there. No shape. Not like this. Because Krishna never goes forever. Or for so many years. Like 108 years. Never. Only they see that. Like a dream that, Krishna has come. Like this. And Sanjogini Radhika, who gets up Vrindavan and she goes to Kurukshetra to meet Krishna and to bring Krishna. You know that Srimati Radhika never Vishvanunandini or Biyogini Radhika never gives up Vrindavan. Never, never, never. Like Brajendranandan, Krishna and Rohini Nandan Ram, they never give up for a moment, always playing in. So, this Vrishvanandani and Biyogini Radhika never left Vrindavan. But Sanjogini Radhika, feeling separation, and she goes to Kurukshetra to bring Krishna. And feeling so much separation, Biyog means separation was there. So she has left Vrindavan and went there. So this is Biyogini Radhika. Sanjogini. So I want to come to the point of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastime. Only I have told to give an example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like so. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one. Who took the beauty and intrinsic mood of Radhika. And he came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sachinandan Gaurav. But three aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. First, always in knowledge. Always. He never gives up knowledge. And that is why Navadvip is called Vrindavan. And in Navadvip there are 9 islands, and in 9 islands, Vrindavan, Madhuban, Talban, Kumudban, Bahulaban, Kamyaban, Khadirban, Kokilban, Bhadraban, Bhandirban, Bilvaban, Mahaban, all buns and 12 upabans and 12 shakhabans. 36 buns are there in Navadvip. But they are not like in Vrindavan situation. That some are here, some are there, some are there. Not regular like Vrindavan. Vrindavan, Kumudvan, Madhuban, Talvan, situation not like that. In Navadvip, Mayapur is combination of Gokul and Mathura, where he took and Govardhan Hill is where Kolasdip, where Armat. And this, there is a Rashasthali, because in the lap of Govardhan, Rash becomes. And this Rash is so high class. So, Champakhatpa is Ritudip, and Ritudip what? Radhakund is there. And Bhandir Bhatt, one where? Modadrumdip, where? In other side. So all buns are there. All these buns are not in Puri. No? Not in Puri. So Vrindavan is abhinna to this Navadvip, and all buns are there. And Mahaprabhu all pastimes, Nitya Leela for 8 times is in Navadvip, and he never gives up this Navadvip. So this is like Navadvip is Vrindavan. And his pastimes in morning, in very morning, he remembers the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and weeping. Then in Pratar Leela, in morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meditating the pastimes of Krishna and Radha in morning, what Krishna is doing and Radha is doing in Jaot and Krishna in Nandagam, how they are taking baths and all other things. And Mahaprabhu is always meditating and sleeping. And then in Aparanna, he is meditating this past on how Krishna is going to call. Or not Aparanna. Purvanna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whole life he is doing like this. Always in Golok Vrindavan Svetadi, these Neelar are Nitya. And here Prakat Leela. They are Aprakat Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There, he has not to go to Puri, to Dakshin Bharat, nothing. Only always playing this Ashtakali Leela in Navadvip. In Aprakat Leela, Svetadip, no Sannyas Leela. Only there is some idea, and this idea here, so this Sannyas Leela of Puri is what Leela? In here it is like taken Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken, and but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot leave Mathura, Vrindavan, similarly like Krishna. Nava. But who goes there? Only manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes and takes sannyas. Because this is not Nitya Leela. Understand? It is like Naimitya Leela. How that the birth of Krishna in Aprakat Leela is Naimittik Leela. The marriages done to all are Naimittik Leela there. Only the idea that Krishna has been married, Krishna has taken birth. So, in Nitya Golok, by the side of Vrindavan, no sannyas leela, only mood is there. And that mood, Abhiman, takes form here, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas. And he leaves Vrindavan, that is Navadvip, and goes to Puri. Where? What is Puri? Dwarka. Why? Subhadra can have come to Vrindavan. The son of Vasudev, Baldev and Krishna, Vasudev, Krishna, they cannot come to Vrindavan. You know? So, Mahaprabhu is playing the role of sannyasi only there, where? In Dwarka. So, this is only mood in there. Aparakat Leela, one Nitya Leela where there is. And this is what? In there, only Abhiman is there. But here, that Abhiman takes shape. And he goes, he takes sannyas and he goes to Puri, to Dwarka. Why? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will go to Puri. Why? But this is Prakat Leela. That mood has taken shape. How? Why? From there he went to where? South India, like Sri Rangam, met with Venkat Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta and others. And he was playing so many pastimes. And he went to also Godavari Tat, and where he met Rai Raman. No? So all the pastimes who took place in there, who always separation mood Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling, and Radhika mood he was testing. What are these things in Puri? You should see like what I told in Vrindavan of Krishna. So the Mahaprabhu of Dwarka Puri, who is the manifestation of? So Mahaprabhu always in Kishore Leela without taking sannyas, he is taking birth in Navadvip, playing with boys, always doing Sankirtan, no opulence at all. But in Puri so much opulence. Anyone cannot go to Mahaprabhu. Never can go. They can go up to Rai Ramananda and they will get permission and they then can go. No? And what he is doing? Very big opulence. Very big. Anyone cannot do like that. But Navadvip Leela is like Nar Leela. And there, Aishwarya Leela, where? And in Dakshin, South India, he makes, and he hears something. In Gaur Leela, there is anything to hear? No, he's like, like Naravata Leela, all pastimes. In Puri, he becomes like tortoise, sometimes so long. This is excellent. A man cannot do like this. So, now you should come. So, Navdeep Leela is Vrindavan like Leela. And Narvata Leela, so this is place is highest. And secondary comes Puri Leela, where he is testing the modes of Radhika in Gambhira. Like this. And in South India, this is like going there. Mahaprabhu, why he will go to South India? He will never go living Vrindavan and living Navadvip. But he goes in Prakat Leela. So he is like Sanjogini. That life. So we should try to know all this. And then chant and remember all this. But you should not exercise your mental exercise. Otherwise Maya will come. So try to chant more. I am telling what I am telling, not my view. I am telling the views of Guru Parampara. It's very rare to see. You cannot search fairy wisdom. Very hard. But I have given the essence and some lines. After some time you will forget. And those who are so fortunate, they will not forget. But this is the thing. What I am telling in pure sense, but you cannot take it in pure form. Some Maya conception will cover. You will try to know by intelligence. But don't exercise your mental extrapolation. Try to have a full faith and try that they should manifest in our heart. This is true to anything. Gaur Praman. Now Kirtanshap. You should try to remember. Then I will continue my very important thing. In lakhs, I don't know in 10 or 20 or 100, but you can have realized all this. But I have given some of.
We should not think that Krishna is loving or not. We should love Krishna. This is love. If we are doing bhakti to Krishna and he is not giving any care, we change our
return.
But he said, one day he will respond. But Krishna wants to increase our love. He wants that our love to be go out of and on, upward than these worldly love. This should be sin, my friend. And always continuous. So he does not give darshan or does not accept outward, but he accepts. But outward, he gives no response. This is mercy of Krishna. And that he will tell.
Adosha, Tathata, Sadhu, Sangha, up to Bhava and Krishna. Then, Kanishta Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari.
Sadhan Bhakta, Bhav Bhakta, and Prema Bhakta. Also we know Arupita Bhakta, Sangha Bhakta, and so many.
And Namaparad, Namava, and Shudana. In this Adoshadha, Sita, Sadhu, Sangha, and so on, where will Namabhas come, where will Shudanam come, where will Swarup Siddhi Bhakti come, and
when a man has substance, it may be that all kinds of aparad, everything is material. But by the association of anything, also, what it has done, a substance will come at the position, also in the position, when he is characterless, he is jagged, he is so wretched, so fallen, even then too, by the association, that's what happened. As Ajamit was so much a wretched person, and he has gone, some love, and he became well known, so high. As being in this very low level, wretched condition, Bindamangal happiness, and that so in any position, whether he is good or bad, anyhow, willingly or unwillingly, he has sadhu something. He may have something. And the sadhu are of two kinds at the same beginning stage. Either by hearing Rasmai Katha of Krishna, or by the Sarsam and by hearing Sarsam. These two kinds of sadhu have come here. And he will not hear the pastime from Krishna and he will not associate, then both will be tried. And at that time, if you have good ideas, yes sir. Unless we go by and by, aparad will be. Apart will go by him. And all others, these are not helpful partners, they will also go by him. When we will have a guru, diksha and siksha, and practically we will enter in bhakti realm, doing bhakti, uttama bhakti in practice by all indriyas, then it is called sadhana bhakti. And up to that time, no new aparad comes. Old aparad going out. And ajnanata in some extent going out. This is more root ajnan. Now he is serving and giving respect to Vaishnava. Willingly. And by practicing na Hari Katha Ramana, Samadam, Krishna, Sinanam, Bandhanam, Padu, Sivam. These are gradually developing and anartha are
subsiding.
Subsiding. husband has missed her, then most of on the blunder of her heart will be in about to go. Not gone. They may come. But now they are not in active mood. So they are going. They are going on in what proportion? In what person? In that very person, bhakti is coming. Our sadhan is going on, sadhan bhakti, and developing. When it comes to rishi, then most of dangerous aparas have gone away. No blunder aparas. But yet, there will be something which is not helpful in bhakti. That is to hear harikatha. It is no offense, but it is an earth. Like praise will come, and if he will not change, and he will